Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, the weekend it is. Welcome aboard. This hour is brought to you by Zoller. Believe it or not, you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. Really impressed with the Aquanaut Fit 508. The Zoller Fit comes equipped with Z-Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone. Gives you real-time peace of mind, making sure everything's working and protecting the investment you have in probably your basement or your house. Zollerpumps.com. We thank them. All right, let me give you the phone number. Back to taking calls regarding your home. It's 800-823-8255. Grab a line. It's you and me through this hour, and we got Betty. Betty, welcome.
Hey, Gary.
Yes.
I'm calling about, I have damp, stained cement block walls in my basement.
Okay.
And I'm investigating all the possible reasons. I'm trying to avoid digging outside if possible.
Mm-hmm.
I had a basement waterproofing company out, and I expected them to talk about, you know, cutting away from the cement and putting PVC pipe, you know, under the block and draining it towards my sump pump.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own system where they don't have to cut out as far, and they actually have a system that's like a metal channel that's above the floor level inside that has weep holes into the block and that will drain it to the sump pump.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim it's a superior system because if you put the pipe down below, it's going to have the same problem as the footer drains and the silt can get in there. And so they're claiming their system is superior. Have you ever heard of that kind of a system, interior?
Well, there's been different systems out there that are similar, including even just as far as even an open trench between the wall and the floor. I don't know. So I have not had one installed in my house, so it's always hard for me to give a positive or a negative on something I haven't used.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually fairly protective about that. I will tell you this, my opinion on how, you know, water works around the basement. So
one thing I will tell you is on Monday, I'm having a different company come with a camera to look at the footer drains to see if they've got roots in them. And then this company also suggested, well, this could be your gutters. They're not handling the water. And so it's like all these different points I'm looking at it.
Yeah. So let me give you just an overview. And it sounds like you've done a great job of kind of looking into it. And, you know, nobody's really trying to rip you off per se. I mean, they're just doing, you know, what they can come up with as a universal system. And you're asking me, what things should be in a universal system? So let me just kind of explain it this way.
Okay.
There's the wall and there's a floor and there's two separate, those are two separate structures. So what I'm saying is there's a natural seam there. Mm-hmm. And when water comes through that seam, it's usually the water table that's rising up, and it's the water table's higher than the floor. Okay, so water spills in. Now, how's it spill in? Well, it could be the footer pipes are clogged. It could be that there's so much water there that it's rising the table. How could there be so much water there? Well, the gutters could be clogged and spilling water over. The slope around the house could be tilting towards the house rather than away from the house. You could have dips, and it could be holding water. All those things come into play. And then there's water that comes through the wall, doesn't come up through the floor or at that seam. And that could be some of the same issues, right? I mean, it could be that the gutters are overflowing. We got excess water around there. We've got the slope is sloping towards the house. And so those all contribute. But the bottom line is the house is designed to be able to, when it's built, to be able to remove water away from the house. So it's sloped away from the house. The gutters are new and clear. There shouldn't be any, you know, big divots of ground where it would hold water. There's footer drains. If the water rises, it carries it away. But over time, you know, you get into a house that's 10 years old or 70 years old. Things move and shift, especially in areas where there's a heavy clay base. And things have to be, you know, kind of reshuffled a little bit. So, yeah, we having somebody inspect the outside of the house, I think, is really important. I don't know if that's the answer, but, you know, when they take a look at it, they should be able to give you an answer. Oh, you know, I think we ought to just kind of work on, you know, the outside, you know, or, you know what the problem is I hate those little screens above the grade that you're talking about, just because kind of leaves water open, creates a lot of humidity in the basement. If I'm going to do it, I'm going underneath that slab. I'm catching the water as it rises. I'm routing it to the sump pump. And, you know, if I'm looking for something that's going to be guaranteed that I can forget about this problem forever, I want them checking the outside. I want them putting pipes in there. I want them to catch the water that's falling from the sky. I want them to put the pipes underneath the concrete floor to catch the water table that's rising. You know, I want the complete package. But, you know, I like that the next person you're having is coming out and taking a look outside. I think you'd be remiss if you didn't have that inspected.
Thank you. I was happy to find someone who had that camera who could do that.
Right.
So, and you're saying sometimes the footer drain has to be repaired and you have to have an interior, something under the block?
Well, it all depends. Also, kind of ways. So there's ways we can do half of it. There's ways, you know, like one of the sponsors of this show, I'll just be transparent, it's EverDry. They don't do half systems. They have an entire system, and they offer a lifetime warranty. And that's just a catch-all, right? I mean, they install it. They're going to take all the guesswork out of it. They're replacing everything. Are they going to look outside? Sure. But they have a system. Other people will say, we don't do the system. If we spot the problem on the outside of the house, we'll do the outside of the house. Well, if they do part of that system, there's probably a chance they're not going to give you a lifetime warranty. They might give you a 5-year warranty, which makes sense, right? And then, quite honestly, you just got to decide what you want. I mean, that's kind of the truth of it. You know, it's all about removing water away from that house and control it. It's not waterproofing. It's water control.
Yes. Which is why I thought I got to start outside. I have to find out what's going on underneath there.
I agree. You know, there's no problem. I've had people where I've talked to them, just like I spoke with you, and the person said, well, when I really went out there, what happened is the downspout pipe was clogged and it wasn't really lined up with the underground pipe that took it to the creek bed in the back. And so I fixed that and my basement doesn't leak anymore. Now,
yeah.
That can
I've never
happen.
Had water on the floor. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of rain yesterday because of this remnants of this hurricane, and I went out right. and listened to all my downspouts, and there was right. water flowing everywhere. I was like, well, right. it's flowing. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. I got a downspout I just fixed 2 days ago. It wasn't lined up with the pipe that was in the ground. It was clay. The clay had shrunk because it was dry. And, you know, so I put a hose down that pipe, and that underground pipe was free-flowing. It was pulling all that water away. I rebooted the gutter, and, you know, I didn't have any water intrusion in the house, but over time I would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why we're always chatting about walking around the house. You know, if it doesn't look right, it's not. We got to fix it. So having somebody look at the outside of the house, that's a good start. Having different people come in and learning about their system or doing it partial way, you're going to get less of a guarantee. You're still going to spend some money, but maybe that's going to satisfy you. You know, maybe you're going to move in 3 years or something. You don't
that's
need that
possible.
Lifetime. But anyway, that's all things to factor in. And then you got to make a decision like everybody else, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Gary.
All right, Betty. Thanks. Call anytime. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, jump on board. We got a spot for you. It's 800-823-8255. A couple people's asked, yes, that Jaws sale. It's Jaws, J-A-W-S, cleans.com. They got the Ultimate Kit, the Holiday Caddy Pack, this and everything on their website. 22% off free shipping. Once you go over, I think I said $35 or $39. The coupon code is Gary. Take advantage of that, and we'll continue with your calls. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I love innovative products, and White Lightning Season Seal is one that's great for stopping cold air drafts and reducing heating bills during the fall and winter. White Lightning Season Seal is a removable weather stripping seal that provides clear, weather-tight, temporary seal around interior and exterior areas where drafts occur. It insulates against cold air drafts when it's cold outside and is very easily removed in the spring with just your fingers. Check out the White Lightning Season Seal how-to video at WLCalk.com, available at Menards. Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com. I can't emphasize enough the need to have a backup sump pump to prevent flooding, especially if you have a finished basement. Now, I really like Zoller's new 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. It takes over when the primary sump system fails. The Flex is given its name for the rotatable elbow that allows for either vertical or horizontal installation. No electricity or batteries protect your home from flooding. Ask your plumber to install the Zoller 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. For more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
DecorativeCeilingTiles.net is a beautiful way to cover up existing damaged or boring ceilings or walls or to truly enhance the look of your home. They have everything from decorative ceiling tiles to wall panels to faux wood beams, faux stone and brick, and so much more. Not only do they pride themselves on their excellent products, but you'll also find they have excellent customer service, second to none. Plain to beautiful in just hours. That's DecorativeCeilingTiles.net. And for a limited time, use code Gary for 10% off.
All right, back at it we go. 21 minutes after the top of the hour. Our phone number, if you'd like to join us, talk a little home improvements, 800-823-8255. And let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome.
Hey, Gary. How are you doing today?
Yes, sir. Just fine. Thank you.
Good. So I have a bow window in my house, part of my house. It's very beautiful. All wood. I forget the make of it. Maybe Genwell or something. Mm-hmm. But it's four panels across, three panels down. The two corner panels up with the flip-out windows. And their panels are probably, they're square. And they're probably 16 inches by 16 inches.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, but very inefficient, the panels are.
Okay.
And I'm looking, is there any way that, you know, these 16 by 16 panels of glass, I could replace them with something more efficient, other than putting plastic or something, you know, chintzy or cheesy across?
Well, yeah. So the panels that you're describing, are they single pane glass? Or are they double pane glass?
Yeah, they're single pane. Yeah, they're single. It's 1974 they've been in here, so.
Okay, okay.
Windows very well taken care of, you know, and has the nice still wood, maple and everything.
I think one of the things, well, one of the things is you can see if, I don't believe Genweld would have a product where you could take out that panel of glass and insert a double pane. But worth the checking it, okay? Worth checking it out. The other thing would be thinking about a storm window. And one of the really cool storm windows that I've seen lately is made by Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N, the same people that make the Larsen storm doors.
Right.
And you put in a panel, and be honest with you, I'm trying to think if it went on the inside or the outside. I'm thinking it went on the outside. I've only seen them. I've seen them at a couple of home builder shows and also some national hardware shows. And I've talked to them about it. It's been a while, though, a year or two. And they kind of mount this little frame. I believe it's on the outside in this panel of glass is then, I don't know, snapped in or it's channeled into that frame, which creates a dead air space between that and those panels that you're talking about.
Correct.
Which, you know, eliminates draft.
That would have to be custom made, right? I mean,
Yes, it would. Mm-hmm. But I would go to their website and take a look at you know, just go to Larsen.com and just put in storm windows. They brought it to market, I think it was about 2 years ago. Okay. So these things don't open, close. They're stationary, correct?
The only ones that open and close, and I don't have to open them and close, is the two right and left corner ones, the third one from the bottom, right? Three up, four across.
Right.
So, you know, give you airflow. That's the only ones that, you know, they're the flip-out ones, what you'd call that type of window, you know, where the handle's right inside, flips left to right, and it opens to...
Right, casement, mm-hmm.
Just, yeah,
Kaser, yes. Yeah. So there's three things, okay, just to kind of summarize. Number one is get on the Genweld website or call them and see if there's actually something where that can be removed and a double pane be installed inside that casement. I'm going to guess no, but I would go through that process. Step two, go to Larsen.com. Larson.com. Take a look at the storm windows I'm talking about. I think that's a viable solution. And then the third solution would be kind of a do-it-yourself program. You mentioned the plastic. There's also a caulking. In fact, they're going to be my guest tomorrow, called Season All. And you can actually, where those things meet, you can actually caulk them closed and then cover the entire inside part of the window with that shrink wrap plastic. So you eliminate drafts and you also create a dead air space.
Well, remember, this is a bow window. So that from left, you know, it has about a 6 inch, probably 10 inch in the middle down to 2 or 3 inches on the side, you know.
Okay.
How about just, would a glass company, you know, reputable glass company in the area has something like that, or
yeah, there's people like that. That also make custom make storm windows. I really think it's more of a storm window issue. You can check with like the glass doctor. They repair windows and create different panels. Like if I had a double pane window replacement window and it became it got broken by a rock or a ball or something, they can replace those panels. But when you have single pane glass, it really depends on do you have the spacing in the surround of the casement to install that. So but you can check with them. I think there's just a little bit more research that needs to be done. Thank you much for the call. We'll come back, get some more questions answered at home with Gary Sullivan.
It's the weekend, and you have fix-it questions. Give Gary a call at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
I talk a lot about products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. It's construction adhesive to repair tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, and buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you got to have around your home. This is a must to have for all your fall projects. It's available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or find a store at TearMender.com and more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas. Do not, I repeat, do not let your gutters become clogged with leaves that are falling right now. That can mean big problems to your home. Simply install the gutter brush. It's like a giant bottle brush that simply slides into your gutters. The leaves can't get into the gutter to clog them. Now, gutter brush is a wonderful tool to save your home, quite honestly, and the price is right. You probably do your whole house for $300 or so. I want you to go to gutterbrush.com, gutterbrush.com. I've always gotten a lot of calls on the Home Improvement Show asking how to get rid of nasty odors in listeners' homes, campers, boats, and autos. Well, because of my personal experience and success with Odor Exit and feedback I received from listeners who have used the product, I highly recommend it to eliminate all kind of odors, animal urine, smoke, mold, and mildew odors, gone without a pungent, overwhelming fragrance. I always keep Odor Exit in my home. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com. Do not, I repeat, do not let your gutters become clogged with leaves that are falling right now. That can mean big problems to your home. Simply install the gutter brush. It's like a giant bottle brush that simply slides into your gutters. The leaves can't get into the gutter to clog them. Now, gutter brush is a wonderful tool to save your home, quite honestly, and the price is right. You probably do your whole house for $300 or so. I want you to go to gutterbrush.com, gutterbrush.com.
All right, back at it we go, At Home with Gary Sullivan. Let me give you the phone number. We got a couple lines open. It's 800-823-8255 as we take your calls regarding home projects. And let's go to Angelo. Angelo, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
I have a sump pump question for you.
Okay.
My daughter just purchased a home, and it has two sump pumps. We were trying to figure out why. We replaced one of them because, needless to say, it locked up. It wasn't pumping anymore. And the other one seems, even I cleaned it, and sometimes that arm with that ball that's supposed to trip it, it doesn't operate. I guess my question is, what's the reason for two pumps, and why is this other pump doing what it's doing?
Well, I don't know the reason for two pumps other than maybe that home had some serious water issues, and it required two pumps to remove the water that was either underneath that foundation or around that foundation? Are they in two separate areas? They're not in the same well, correct?
Well, they have two right next to each other, and just by looking, the home was built by an elderly couple, which my daughter purchased the home from, and it looks like that's the way it was made from day one.
Okay.
Just by looking at the concrete floor.
Yeah. Well, I think we'd have to get inside their head to find out why there's two. I mean, it's not normal. It's really the only thing I can answer. If there's two sump pumps in a home, when I've seen it, it's been like one's in the, you know, northwest corner and the other pump well is in the southwest corner.
These are side by side.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I said we might need to get inside their head really to get the answer. Maybe it was their way of saying, well, I want to have a pump working if my one pump fails.
Like a backup, you're saying?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea, but I'm just guessing. Because normally you won't see that.
I guess that's my question. That's not a normal thing what they did. Apparently.
It is not, but you know sometimes another thing it could be is maybe when they put in the one well and the sump pump, maybe that thing ran all the time. Maybe there's an underground stream there, that happens. I mean, my son, he had his very first house. That thing ran all the time. It never had any problems. It just ran all the time. So maybe these folks or somebody said, well, we'll just put a second one in there. I mean, I don't know. It's not normal, no. But, okay. You know, whether it's needed or not, I can't answer that.
Right. So that's my other question. I'm here in the Cleveland area. She called me. We had a lot of rain. And she was concerned because, like I said, when she first purchased the home, I replaced the one pump because it was shot. The other one, I took it apart and cleaned, and it seemed to be, operating the way it should. She's concerned because she doesn't hear it kick on, and she goes down there, and all she does is bump the pipe that's dumping the water out, and then it'll trip because that arm isn't. She's saying that arm isn't tripping the pump on.
Well, the number one failure part in anybody's sump pump, some better than others, the number one part that fails is the sump pump switch, and those are replaceable.
But it doesn't appear to be the switch. It seems like that ball is sticking.
Maybe it is.
You know, when it comes up. I'm sorry?
Maybe it is. That's another thing. Oh. If the float isn't going to activate the switch, the pump ain't going to work. So maybe the ball is getting stuck or that arm is, jamming on something. Again, it's something you're just going to have to get down there and look at. It's probably going to make sense once you see it. You know, one of the most difficult things about doing this show is you can't see the things. You can't play with them. You can't feel it to see exactly what the problem is. But, you know, as you say, it sounds like the float is sticking, and it may be.
All righty. Well, like I said, I had taken it out, and I cleaned it, everything. It seemed like it was, you know, as a matter of fact, I went over there, which she was concerned yesterday, and I took a couple of buckets of water and dumped them into the crock, and it worked.
Right.
And she's saying sometimes the crock will fill all the way up to the top, and then she noticed it because she doesn't hear it running, and she goes, all she has to do is go down there and just bump the exhaust, pipe the pumps the water out, and it trips, you know, and it comes out.
Another thing is sometimes on that discharge pipe, you can get a vacuum block on it. And in fact, when you get there, kind of just Google vacuum block on sump pumps, And there's a hole, I forget the exact size, I think it's an eighth-inch hole, that can be drilled into the discharge pipe before the check valve, which will allow that water out of that. I mean, maybe that's just got a vacuum block and not activating the pump. So,
okay.
That could be it too. I mean, you can check, you can just read about a vacuum block. It'll show you where to drill the hole. It just sounds weird when you tell people to drill a hole into the pipe.
Well, I tell you what, it sounds like that you might have just nailed it, because it doesn't make any sense of how it's working.
Right.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Hope that helps, Angela. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. You can grab that line. It's 800-823-8255. And Sandy, welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I heard you talking a couple weeks ago about a clock for your windows that can be applied now and then taken off in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was calling, I thought I heard you say something about it, but I missed it.
Yes.
What is that called?
So tell me where you want to use it again.
Okay. I have sliding windows, and the seal is not good at all, even when you lock it.
Okay.
I can hear a lot of noise coming through it.
Okay.
And, you know, I can't really feel air, but it's not a good seal.
Okay. So the name of the caulking, and I'll explain how it works, it's called Season Seal, and it's manufactured by White Lightning. Season Seal by White Lightning. And whether you have sliding windows, casement windows, you know, double hung windows, you know, at some point those lock and seal. And when that lock and seal fails over the course of time, you get drafts. In fact, you get a windy day, you can hear the wind blowing through where it's supposed to be sealed. And the white lightning product, the Season Seal, is a clear sealant that can be caulked right where they're locking or meeting, which seals the window. And then when springtime comes around, you can simply peel that away without damaging the window or anything along those lines. But that's the name of the product, White Lightning Season Seal. You can get that, I think, at Sherwin-Williams, Lowe's, Menards, Ace, Do It Best. You can get it at Amazon also, but that's the product I was speaking of.
Okay. That's the first I had heard of it, and I was just getting in the car and heard it and couldn't write anything down.
Yeah, I understand.
And I just really can't afford to be replacing windows right now.
Right. Well, that's what I talk about all the time. You know, there's time for everything, right? And if windows are bad and energy prices are going up, you look at products like Season Seal and also those plastic storm window kits. I mean, those things are very, very efficient. They're going to eliminate the draft. They're going to create a dead air space. They're not as great as brand new windows, but it's certainly a whole lot better than what you got right now.
Right. Is that like just putting plastic wrap on the window and packing it in?
Yeah, so these, and 3M makes them, duct tape makes them. It's actually plastic that's like a shrink wrap. So you'll put it on with a double-sided tape, and you'll hit it with a hairdryer, and it'll, you know, shrink the plastic, making it real taut, and there won't be any wrinkles in it. It'll be crystal clear. It's great stuff.
Okay. Does the double-sided tape come off pretty easy, like in the
spring? Yeah, it comes with it. So it comes off, you know, I wouldn't put it on drywall. It may not work on drywall, but if you got any wood around it or something along those lines, a wood trim or something, you put it on there, it will come off, yes.
What about the vinyl? If you just, because the way my windows
the vinyl, yeah, double-check me on it. Just take a look at them. In fact, if you go to the 3M website or the duct tape, I'm sure they have videos on installation. Because there are different, you know, unless you got wood trim around all your windows, you're going to have to make some alter, alteration on how that's going to be installed. So I just look at the video, how it's installed, and see if that's going to work for you.
Okay, thank you. I do have wood trim, but I also have 2-inch blinds hanging there. So, I need something that's going to be closer to the window, actually. So,
Okay. Well, take a look at it and see. It'll tell you what you can stick it to. Just remember, if you put it on a vinyl, like a vinyl replacement window, that's fine, but you're encasing everything that's moving, so that may very well work perfectly for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I am so glad you gave me the name of this talk.
Very
I
good.
Need to go find.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Take care. All right, I know Sherwin-Williams has it in their store because I just saw it there. But Lowe's, Menards, I know Menards carries it all the time. But then Lowe's, Ace, Do It Best, of course, Amazon also. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, get some more questions answered. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
DecorativeCeilingTiles.net is a beautiful way to cover up existing damaged or boring ceilings or walls, or to truly enhance the look of your home. They have everything from decorative ceiling tiles to wall panels to faux wood beams, faux stone and brick, and so much more. Not only do they pride themselves on their excellent products, but you'll also find they have excellent customer service, second to none. Plain to beautiful in just hours. That's DecorativeCeilingTiles.net. And for a limited time, use code Gary for 10% off.
Well, now you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. I've been really impressed with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. The Fit comes equipped with Z-Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone, giving you real-time peace of mind that your home is protected. That's not just convenience, that's confidence. Protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
Well, I love the name of this product, White Lightning Storm Blaster. Not only a great name, but a great solution for winter and spring application on gutters, downspouts, chimney flashing for stopping leaks. White Lightning Storm Blaster is an elastomeric exterior sealant. It can be applied underwater and even during rain. It's crystal clear, which makes for a seamless repair. It can be applied down to 0 degrees. White Lightning Storm Blaster. It's available at your local Menards and Sherwin-Williams stores. Pick some up today and stop those pesky leaks. When it comes to your plumbing and drain system, maintenance is the key if you want to keep it working right. Hey, Gary Sullivan here from my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. If you like to do your own maintenance, check out rotorooter.com for helpful videos, blogs, and seasonal information that'll allow you to keep your plumbing in top form. And if you get a little over your head or you don't have the time to DIY, Roto-Rooter's expert plumbers are always ready to help 24/7. Visit rotorooter.com or call 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Well, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and I do want to tell you again about the Jaws sale. And by the way, you can actually listen to the podcast and the different cleaners they have. You go to the iHeart app, click podcast At Home with Gary Sullivan. You'll see the cleaners, Jaws cleaners. Take a listen to that. A lot of good information. The sale is this at Jaws, J-A-W-S, cleans.com. It's 22% off plus free shipping, and that's on everything on their website. But they also have the ultimate kit that we've been talking about, and that's 22% off now. Also the holiday caddy pack with four different cleaners in 12 pods. These are refillable. So you get, for each bottle, it's like 3 bottles. Plus they got the brand new cream cleaner, the bathroom cream cleaner. You want to check that out. That's included, plus the microfiber towels. Just a great deal. Again, it's jawscleans.com. All right, back to the phones we go. John, welcome.
Hi, Kerry.
Yes, sir.
The woman before my call, I think she answered part of my question, but just wanted to ask you, the white lightning caulking, is it interior and exterior as well?
Well, White Lightning's the brand name, so they make a lot of different interior and exterior caulkings. The one, the seasonal, is mainly used. Well, you know what? I guess I really don't know that. I've always used it on the inside. Let's see. I'm just kind of like looking at some notes on the seasonal. Removal weather stripping is temporary. Interior, exterior. Mm-hmm. Weathertight seal around interior and exteriors where drafts are a problem. Easily removable and both won't harm painted surfaces. Yeah. Yeah. Either way, inside or out.
Okay. And I didn't know if there was a version of it that was interior only and it was a spray that.
I haven't seen it in a spray. There are other brands out there. I've seen Red Devil. I think theirs is called Stop Draft, but I haven't seen it in a spray.
Okay. And, so if I use it interior and exterior, I have, windows that are, that slide up, and they're wood inside and vinyl clad on the outside. And does this stuff adhere? And this window process, it has a spring-loaded side panel. Mm-hmm. And that side panel's kind of lost its spring. And so I end up having those openings, those drafts, and I've been using just tape, and it doesn't look very nice. You know,
right.
It's in our kitchen area. But this caulking sounds like it might work.
Yeah, it will. And there's been products that are similar like this for 50 years. There used to be a product called, it's still out on the market, called Mortite. And it is a gray, it comes in gray and brown. And it's a clay roping, you know, rather than a caulking tube. And you just, and it comes off, you know, in the springtime too. This is just really convenient and really easy to use. You know, it's clear, it's in a caulking tube, and it's zip around, and you just seal it up. So you stop the drafts, and of course, you're more comfortable.
Yes, I appreciate your program so much. My wife and I love to listen to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, John. Thank you. Take care. And let's grab Peter here. Peter, welcome.
Hello, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your show. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
I've had a problem with recurrent sewer gas smell in our kitchen sink and right in the master bedroom vanity above it.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple plumbers said, well, put bleach. I hope that didn't help. Mm-hmm. So I bought Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And not quite. That did not cure the problem.
That wasn't the problem. Okay.
Yeah. And my wife says there's something more wrong. Well, you said a few weeks ago, maybe there's just a bird nest up on that sewer vent gas vent up there. So I called some plumbers, and they said, we're not getting on a second roof. We're not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
We want to dig through your wall and pipe and so forth. And I thought, no, let's do what Gary said. So make it short. I had the young man who cleans out our leaves from the gutters. He blew it out, and I said, take a flashlight, look down that sewer vent, and see if you see anything. And he did see water.
Uh-huh.
So my question is, I have access to a 20-foot snake.
Okay.
And the line of water where it's wet is about maybe 2 feet below the roof line.
Okay.
As far as this young man could tell.
Yeah, so there's something blocking it. It's not draining down.
So my question is, another man's coming who does gutters. He's not used to this thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's orange bird pipe. So how aggressive can you be with a snake on orange bird pipe?
Well, the question is, how aggressive do you need to be? You know, really, chances are, and it's just a guess on my part, you know, there's different types of tips on snakes, whether it's a cutting tool or whether it's just a spring that would catch debris. It really depends on, you know, what you can open that up with and then make a determination on there. You'll be able to tell what you're pulling up, even a snake with a little spring. It could just be just normal debris that's just kind of got it, you know, clogged to a point where it's not going to be anything to get out. But, you know, if it's that orange-like clay type thing, I don't know if you're going to want to be running a cutting tool down through there. But the spring tool should be able to open that up. I think you're on the right track, and I'd maintain course there, Peter. Thanks for the call. We got more coming your way. Gail, Rick, sit tight. We'll get you on the other side of the hour as we continue at home with Gary Sullivan.
Fix it right with a call to Gary Sullivan at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.